Hey. No, of course I don't mind blessing your house. Just because we aren't, seeing each other anymore doesn't mean we can't be friends. Oh, of course. I understand that this might be a little, painful for you. Let's just get this over with and I'll be on my way, okay? I'm sorry, by the way. For what? What do you mean for what? For the thing, with the amulet? You're not upset about that? Really? Well, yeah, I know we both had a really good time. It was kind of amazing sex. But I mean, after everything that happened, I can't just go back to being your lover. I can't even look at Mr. Strappy anymore without crying. Well, that's his name. Don't make fun of things that have been inside you. And I feel bad for breaking up with you by text. Even after the awful things you sent me, I still feel like I should have done it in person. What did you send? What do you mean, what did you send? Did you call me over here to mess with me? Wait, what do you mean you never sent that? I have the texts on my phone. I can show you. See, here you say, "Thou art the worst mage I have known, and I knew Crowley." Oh, and the classic, "Speak not my name again, or I shall yeet thee to hell." And here's my personal favorite, "How doth thou even tie thy shoes, being so foolish and without use?" That was what led to the breakup text. Okay, fine. I'll look at your phone. Well, shit. None of those are there. But you could have deleted them. Are you gaslighting me? Is that what this is? Gaslighting? Because I'm not entirely sure what that word means, but I know it's bad. Well, yes, I suppose those texts do seem a little more, Shakespearean than you normally send. I believe you. How did they get on my phone then? I mean, I guess someone could have hacked you or whatever, but these messages are oddly specific. And that seems like a lot of work to go to just to mess with me. Or us. Well, yeah, I guess that would mean I didn't have anything to be upset over. Well, then why the hell did we break up? Fine, we're back together. So you just deal with that, mister. Wait. What is that? Is that a magic circle? Were you doing spells? You were trying to enchant the flowers in your garden? Really? That's some very advanced stuff. I'm impressed. Wait, the star has too many points. Why does it have so many points? I mean, generally, anything over 8 is bad news. Oh no. No. Are those demonic sigils? Asmodeus. You were invoking Asmodeus with vanilla spice candles from Bath and Body Works and a butter knife? No, Asmodeus is not the patron saint of gardening. Who told you that? The man who sold you the book. What book? Holy shit, that is a sinister-looking book. I do not want to know what kind of leather it's bound in. I think its spine is a spine. Ew. Where did you find this? So, to be clear, you found this book for sale by a creepy old man in a creepy old bookstore in a rundown part of town, and you can't find the bookstore anymore. So you just said, "Hey, let's try this ritual out. It looks neat." Why would you do that? To grow special glowing flowers? For me? Oh my God, that's the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for me. I mean, you screwed up to a degree that I didn't think was even possible, and we're totally fucked right now, but still, the thought counts. So, ever since you did the gardening ritual, Latin words have just been appearing on your walls. Things have been moving around in their own, and you can hear the flowers whisper to you at night. Is this why you wanted me to bless your house? Oh, jeez. Those texts were sent to me, but they were meant for you. I don't want to, alarm you, but you probably have a light case of archdemonic infestation. See, now you're being alarmed. Deep breaths. It's going to be okay. Probably. No, I have no idea how to exorcise demons. Sorry. But I do know a way to get rid of them that works pretty consistently. 50% of the time. Ish. If you don't like those odds, then I'm open to suggestions. I thought so. What we need to do is to appease the demon via sacrifices or acts that are appropriate to its dominion. Asmodeus happens to be big on, sex. Right, so we have to have sex. And it's got to be at least somewhat kinky. I mean, we've got to impress a demon, right? So the orgasms have to be strong. No. I haven't had sex with anyone since our last time. I'm, pretty pent up, honestly, and I've missed your cock a lot. Did you, miss me, too? You're feeling kind of frustrated just being near me? Well, I guess I'll have to unfrustrate you then. That's the secret to getting you out of this. Angry makeup sex. Did it make you mad? When I broke up with you, of course. I mean, that must have made you a little angry. Well, here I am, getting back together with you. I'm very horny, and we have to have kinky sex, right? So, you know, maybe you should just fuck your cute witch girlfriend really hard on this magic circle. You know, punish her a little. Does that sound like a good idea to you? Yeah, I'll get naked while you do whatever. Hurry back. Oh my god. Oh my god, are those like shackles? Have you been holding out on me? Are you kinkier than I thought? You just, put those things right on my wrists. Wow, with my hands behind me, I can't. Okay, I'm on my knees. I'm not resisting. You want me to suck your cock? I mean, you didn't have to chain me up if... if you wanted to. That was rough. Oh, wow. You're pretty ruthless, aren't you? I appreciate that you've been gentle with me before, but this is good to... wet baby, please. Please fuck me. Take me back. Or just take me. Yes. Grab me by the hair and bend me over. Can you see how ready I am for you? No one else makes me like this. Oh. Oh god, you're so hard. Please make me yours again. Yes, baby. Just like that. Harder. Oh, fuck me harder. You know how to do it just right. How to hold my hips. Oh, I love you. Please make me yours again. Please. Oh, fill me. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 out. Thanks for taking the shackles off. Although it was really hot just to be at your mercy like that. You want to wear them next time? Yeah. Yeah. The room feels better now. I think it's gone. See, you can trust me. So, if you ever want to try magic again, what I want you to do is call me, and then we can do it together. No more accidental infernal conjurations, okay? Good. So I guess your living room is done. Which room do you want to bless next?